Good morning, everybody. How are you today? Are we all good? All right.
Once there were three wise men who was following a star, traveling to Bethlehem from eastern lands so far. They heard about the birthday and the anointed Holy One, born to be Messiah, God's only begotten Son.
That little baby, he was born of a virgin. He was soon sent down to save us and to bear every burden. He was God in the flesh, so let the hallelujahs ring. That little baby is the King.
Yeah. Oh, the angels were descending on that bright and starry night. Shepherds came to see that child beneath the star so bright. That baby in the manger in that little Jewish town. Day would rule the universe, creation would bow down.
That little baby, he was born of a virgin. He was soon sent down to save us and to bear every burden. He was God in the flesh, so let the hallelujahs ring. That little baby is the King.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Pastor Doug Munns. I'm glad you can be here on this glorious Lord's Day. If you are new or relatively new or visiting to hear the Missourians, we'd love for you to fill out the guest cards in the rows in front, or there's some cards back in the foyer. So we're glad you're here. A couple of announcements. I forgot to mention this last week, but 2 weeks ago for the Easter meal, when we helped Val, she does those Easter meals for those who are in need of food or hungry just for their neighborhood, and we served 96 meals with all your help and 43 dine-in carry-out. And I want to thank everyone here that helped and drove and dyed Easter eggs for them and all the food we provided. I think we provided most of the hams for her, and that might have been 8 or 9 hams, so that's quite a bit of meat. So thank you for everyone who did that. And now this good-looking young man, I use the word young man loosely, is David Gazinski.
Hi. Those of you who don't know me, on the third Saturday of every month, I have a men's Bible breakfast at our house. It starts at 8 o'clock. I live over on 5th Street. We're doing a unit on forgiveness, and I think that's something that the men need to work on, also women. And Pastor Doug comes every week just for the blueberry muffins that Edie makes. And if I get up early enough, I'll grill bacon. We have a small breakfast, and then it usually lasts about an hour, and we'd like to have every man possible there. Thank you.
Thank you. Side note, the bacon is to die for, so the less of you, the more for me. It's a win-win. Also, thank you. CES, Community Elementary School, had their booster fundraiser, and it's to help raise funds for the kids' field trips and extracurriculars, and to help the teachers out with stuff like that. And we set up our bounce house. I'd like to thank for everyone who helped the setup and the takedown of the bounce house. We had an exciting time. It was a little windy, and we thought we were going to be okay. But when it started lifting it off the ground, we did move it inside. That thing's like a like a sale. So for the kids' safety on ours, and thank you for everyone who watched throughout the time. It was 1 to 4, and watch that and let the kids play. And it's just a blessing to help Community Elementary and help them with their fundraisers. So thank you, everyone, for that. So we will have our youth are meeting tonight at 5:30. Our Sunday night church Bible class is tonight at 5:30. And the youth have a meal sign up. They always have a meal beforehand. If you'd like to help with the meal, you can sign up. And I'd like to thank everyone who's already signed up for the meals. And then it is coming to summer. Yesterday, I have to admit, I actually thought about turning the AC on in the house. It was a wonderful feeling. It was very nice and warm. So that means the dandelions and the weeds along with the grass are growing. It was really funny the other day. I mowed my yard, and like within 2 hours, the dandelions were back. Those things are tough. So if you'd like to work the push mower around the back here, do the playground, Greg does a lot of that for us, but he's not a young man anymore, so he could use some help. So if you'd like to help with that, you can bring your mower. We have a mower. And then we still have the sheets back there in the foyer. With the stormy weather, there's different places that offer storm shelters. You know, the hospital is one of them, but there's some other places you can take those sheets home with you. Now, I'd like to welcome the Missourians. They can introduce themselves. They're a great band. I actually knew, I was going to say Josh, but that's his brother, Brad. And he's their new vocal singer, right? You're relatively new. And so he reached out to me, and we're glad to have him this morning.
My course was changing round about, roll way of the cross. know I'm not the man that I'm supposed to be. I'm pressing toward the calling of the Christ who died for me. I'm God.
I'm not what I want to be.
I'm God.
I'm not what I'm going to be.
Thank God.
Thank God I'm
God.
Not what I was. What I was.
I'm God.
I'm not what I want to be.
No, I'm not.
I'm not what I'm going to be.
Thank God.
Thank God I'm
God.
Not what I was. What I was.
I'm striving daily to attain rightness of his love, that I may have the resurrection power from above. I run each day toward the prize, perfect peace to win. And on that day when he calls me home, I know I'll be all good.
I'm not what I
want
to be.
I'm not
what I'm gonna be.
Thank God
I'm
not
what I was. What I was.
Not what I'm gonna be. Thank God I'm
not
what I was. What I was.
Y'all know that
this guy up here. A lot of you do, don't you? You got a hometown boy here. Finally, next week, we're going to be in Tulsa early in the morning, so he's got to leave here and be back at Galena by, 6 o'clock in the morning? So he's going to have an early. He got to sleep in this morning while the rest of us got up early. But it's great to be here with you. I don't believe we've ever been to this church before, not in my tenure with the Missourians over the years. So if that's wrong, I'm sorry, but it's great to be here with you. It's always nice to come into a church first time. Pastor, we appreciate your hospitality this morning. Made some pretty good coffee, right? All right. Let me introduce the guys to you. Singing the bass part here, he is from Carthage, Missouri. I've known this guy a long time. He does a great job. You make him welcome. Jason Percy. Everybody that comes and likes Southern gospel music, they like the guy that's the lowdown, the guy that sings the lowdown part, not the lowdown curdog fella. And then they like that guy on the end singing the tenor part, the one that sings like the girl. You make him welcome this morning. Patrick Boyer, singing tenor. This guy on my right, he does okay. We're glad to have him, and we'll move on. Brad has been with us about a year now, just a little over a year, but we were looking for a tenor singer or a lead singer. Oh, it's been a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. And one day I was getting ready to leave for vacation, and I opened up my email, and I had a demo from him because somebody out here on Facebook had forwarded it to him. And he sent us a demo, and when I opened up and played it, I got really excited, and I called Patrick, and I said, I think we found our guy. We hadn't even talked to him yet, but he does a fantastic job. You all know him well, and we'll feature him on some other things here in just a moment. Make him welcome from Coffeeville's own, Brad Gray.
And the other half of the cream filling in our little sandwich up here is our wonderful, most terrific, awesome, amazing baritone singer. Is that an
individual? I didn't bring my wallet. Sorry.
Well, anyway, he's
right. I'll owe you.
This is
I'll owe you. Thank you, Patrick. I used to be going to Kansas in the group, and I went out and recruited, so we're halfway there, so we got a name change coming pretty quick.
Yeah, well, we just used up all the lead singers in Missouri. We have to move to the state.
Well, we were with a group down in Neosho last night, and there were a couple of guys in that group that had sang lead for us over the years, so we kind of felt like we had another group started over there. So anyway, I want Brad to do a new song for you. We just started doing this. We're just getting ready to record it, but it's one of my favorite songs that he does. You know, the Bible tells us that those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, we are going to leave this earthly home. We're going to spend eternity with our Father in heaven, right?
Amen.
And we're going to have an address change, aren't we? Brad, do that song for us.
Looking for a place to
that's in front of my eyes. It's made of purest gold. It's a place where we'll never grow. See, this is an address change notification.
To a home on God's celestial shore. actually know more. And the morning breaks eternal bright and clear. When the saints of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is gone up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll.
Again, I would like to thank them for being here today. Now, when you listen to them online, they sound good, but I have to admit, in person is a whole nother thing, and we just love it. They're a little mean to Brad. If you want, just kind of hit them on the elbow and their arms when they go out. But we're so thankful they're here. As we give our tithes and offering this morning, we have an offertory box in the back, and we have our PayPal, and we're so thankful for you as a church and for your giving. Because without your giving, we as a church cannot be about the business of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're so thankful for that. And today also at the end of the service, they have their table set up back there. You can buy their merchandise. But also we'll do a love offering for them. We'll have a basket back there. So whether you put cash or check, you can make the check out to Grace Fellowship and just put, I guess what you should put is Missourians / Kansans. Now, but if you put Missourians on there, and then we'll just tabulate that all together and make one check out to them. So we're thankful for your giving. We're thankful for you guys being here. You guys have one busy schedule. And I guess throughout the United States, everybody knows that Brad is single. So I would like to read from Psalm 150. Psalm 150, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sometimes people look at this and they kind of think it's a manual of which instruments you should use and maybe which instruments you shouldn't use. But that's not the point at all. The point here is to praise God with everything you've got. Throw in the kitchen sink. Give Him all your energy, all your love, all your devotion. So we're thankful they can be here this morning as we praise the Lord to hear this wonderful group of singers. We're just so thankful. And that we owe it all to God and His grace, and we're so thankful for them, and we're glad they can be here this morning. Amen and amen.
for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I hear I do not want to Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that won't change, will it? He's the remedy for anything that goes on in your life. The problem is our pride often says, well, I can fix that. Right? We think, ah, we can do it. We can do it better than God. And then when we fail, we finally turn it over to God. We ought to just start there. Because he's the one that can take care of all our problems. I want you to listen to the lyrics of this song. Simple title says, he is a remedy, and he is.
For the world that's lost in darkness, for the saint who's gone astray, for the sinner blind and searching, for the child in need of faith, for the homeless and forsaken, for the hungry and the cold, for the prisoner and the captive, for the young and for the old, there is a remedy for every.
As we close today, if you've never made a commitment to make the Lord Jesus the King of your life, if you've maybe praised other things, wealth, money, career, let this be the day that you decide to worship the Lord God Almighty, to understand that He alone saves. So as we close in prayer and song, the prayer rails are open. This prayer rail is a little to the side, but it's there. Let us close in prayer and song and lift up the Missourians as we pray. Pray for our nation. Our nation is in deep need of prayer. Pray for the fellow churches in our community. Pray for each other. And again, if you've never made a commitment, whether here or online as you're listening, reach out to us after church. Visit with us. Email us through the Facebook as we close in prayer and song. Reading from Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. Therefore, let us go in peace, worshiping the Lord God Almighty, being a witness for our community. Amen and amen.